which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. The World Championship, it's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side.
And welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in for this Friday, April 15th, 2011. This is our 455th podcast. Glad you're here. Today we answer questions from Facebook users and Twitter users and podcast listeners, so we'll be doing that today. But before we do anything else, let's go right outside, take a look at the weather. This is our crater cam looking out from the east side of the island. Today it's been a little bit overcast. In fact, earlier today we had a little bit of rain. And the big thing about the weather over the next few days into next week is the fact that we have Kona winds again. And that means that there is some VOG in the forecast. Now, that's VOG with a V. That's volcanic fog, if you will. So that's what's going to be happening for the next few days. It kind of gets a little sticky and muggy because, as you can see, there's just no trade winds. Everything is very still out there. So that's the way it is right now. Hopefully it'll clear out a little bit. It's still just beautiful, and it's great for going to the beach and getting in the water and keeping yourself very hydrated when you're here. Now, speaking of being hydrated, over the weekend I went and I did the Putumayo Trail. This is what we call hiking up Cocoa Head. And this is a trail over here on the east side of the island as well. It's near Hanama Bay, and it has over 1,000 stairs. So I want to share with you what this was like for me this weekend. Up the Cocoa Head Trail, which is called Puʻumai Trail. And it's right up there, way up there. It's like over 1,000 steps. But one of the first things you want to remember to do is put on sunscreen. It's really cloudy today, but the UV rays are really, really strong. So make sure you put on sunscreen. So I'm doing that first before we head up there. I hope I make it. Jeez. Okay, it's a little tricky to find this trail, so really your landmark is this baseball field here. Wow, I feel like I'm in poppy fields. Whoa. All right, here we go. The Puʻumai Trail. This is out in Cocoa Head. We're going to head up these stairs here. There's over 1,000 stairs that we're going to be climbing. So come join us as we tackle this amazing adventure. Now, these are old train tracks, and not sure the whole story here, but they had some sort of railroad coming up here, and that's what you're really climbing on, and they're like steps. See people coming up and going down. I wish I was that lady right now. All right, well, we think we're just about halfway up here. It's taxing on the body, you know. I'm starting to get a little winded, but it feels great, and all you have to do is look behind you and you just see this great view. I'm calling this thing the Bridge of Death because it's actually a little bridge you gotta go over here to climb up, so you gotta be a little careful. Well, man, this is just, it's really hard, you know. I'm in good shape. I run every day. Got up here at about I don't know, what step is this, Norm, about?
500.
No, it's 700 something, at least. And I had to take a break. I'm completely winded. So you gotta really pace yourself on this thing. And I don't care how good shape you're in, because look, that's where I'm headed. I'm not gonna stop. I'm going for it. I'm gonna do this. This is the last leg here. We're gonna make it. We're gonna get to the top.
I'd say another 100 feet.
Yeah, 100 feet or so. And we're there.
We're straight up.
All right.
Mom is like super.
Woo! We did it!
He claims.
Top of Puʻumai Trail. Cocoa Head. How about that, huh? I mean, wow. I was really, really huffing and buffing up there. And I want to thank my friend Norm, who put up with all of my whining while I was trying to get up the Puʻumai Trail. So if you need more information about that, get over to our podcast page. I have some links and some information about it. Another thing I wanted to mention is over the week, just yesterday, we found out that there's a technology company that has a way of tracking people who steal towels and linens from hotels. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone to a hotel and taken something? I've never taken towels or linens. I mean, I just can't imagine. I can't even wrap my head around the idea that people actually steal sheets from hotel rooms. But whatever, I guess it happens. You know what? When I think about it, I've taken a robe before when I was on the mainland. I took a robe from from a Trump hotel once, now that I'm thinking about it. But have you ever done that? Well, I put it up on the Facebook page, and a lot of people responded to that, and I thought there was a few really funny ones. A woman here says that she took an ashtray once from a Holiday Inn, but she didn't need it really bad enough, but she took it anyway. Most people say that you can take the lotions and the body lotions and the shampoos. We do that too. I think it's a given. Most people are going to take those kinds of items. But imagine that. They're going to have some sort of technology, some chip or something. They weren't really clear about how they're doing it because they don't want to give away the technology that's going to actually help hotels, you know, get back some revenue that they lose over this. One of the hotels is actually in Honolulu that's participating in this program. And they said they're going to save like $16,000 a month or something. That's a lot of money, and they can pass that savings back to us, the consumers, when we stay in the hotels, right? So that's, I think, probably a good thing. Keeps people honest. So you might want to check out our Facebook. There's a lot of responses about what people are saying about this issue as well. Let's get right into talking about some questions that have been posted here, and we got a first question here. It's from John Hakins, and we're getting a lot of food questions on Facebook, and I am not a foodie, but I try my best to help folks with these questions. This one is, he's asking, where is a great place to experience really local food? And when we say local food, we mean the kind of traditional Hawaiian plate lunches and dishes that they have here. And one of the most popular ones is Highway Inn. The thing about the Highway Inn is it's out way out in Waipahu, so it's far away. Now, if you're in Waikiki, there are a couple of really good ones I can recommend too, which is Ona Hawaiian Food, and that's right on Kapahulu Avenue, and also Haley's, which is also on Kapahulu Avenue. So if you're right in Waikiki, you can practically walk there to Hawaiano Foods. It's Kapahulu Avenue is just a great little secret if you're coming to Oahu, because it's lined with excellent restaurants up and down that street, Kapahulu Avenue, and you can always find a good restaurant. Just about any place you go to will have that. Next question comes from Melinda Bauman, and she said, "What are some really popular spots to visit on Oahu where there are that a lot of people don't go to, secret attractions?" This is another very common question I'm getting on Facebook, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to share just a couple because I think you're talking about attractions more than like secret hiking spots. So one of the things that, I mean, if you want a nice secret spot, I love, and it's not really that secret anymore, it's Eternity Beach, which I've talked many times about. It's on the east side here in Honolulu. It's where I proposed to my wife, Yaling, and this is the place where they did From Here to Eternity, and a lot of you are probably too young to remember that. Even I'm too young to remember that movie, but that's where it got the name, Eternity Beach. Another one that I was thinking that might be interesting is the, now I'm just trying to think of places that don't get advertised as much. You don't see, in the concierge places where people are, going and spending a lot of money, because these things don't cost a lot of money. There's a great museum, the Contemporary Museum, and I'm going to talk about that also because somebody else was asking about things for older folks to do. But there's Lion Arboretum, which is a place where you can see all original Hawaii fauna and flora. And they deal with a lot of species that are extinct there that you can see. And it's just a beautiful way to spend the day. And it's also right up there in Manoa, right next to the trail to Manoa Falls. So you might want to combine a day where you do both of those. And that's a fun thing to do. So this is just a couple of things. And I have a lot of suggestions on our blog. So if you go to our blog and you type in Hidden Hawaii or Things to Do in Hawaii, that's going to bring up some good suggestions for you that I'm not going to have time to talk about here on the show. Here's another one, comes from Maui Arts, and he or she would like to know, where on Maui can I see local artwork, and can you suggest some local galleries? Well, one of the great things about Lahaina Town are the galleries. Now, Lahaina Town is located right on the Ka'anapali side of Maui, and you will invariably be ending up over there. It's an old whaler's village, and it's lined with shops and restaurants and, you know, unique stores that you can find really great stuff, souvenirs and very unique things. But there is also a lot of galleries, art galleries there, some amazing art galleries. Like there's the Peter Max Gallery, and that's an original gallery there. There are works by many, many local artists, and I'm not a real artist aficionado, but I know that some of the best artists are there, and a great way to find out about it is to go to our blog again and key in the 505 or art galleries. We have a couple of articles and posts about that on our blog. So there's just lots of galleries, and there's just galleries everywhere in Hawaii, but that's the really great place to go on Maui, is just right up and down on Front Street on Maui. Here's another question from Carol Gilmore, and she said, there's a lot of street performers when I was walking around in Waikiki, and we're going to be coming back to Hawaii again next year. What are some of the more mature things for mature audience? We see plenty of places for the younger set, but how about a couple of ideas for us older folks? Well, that's a great question, and there are so many things to do. There are a lot of indoor exhibits and museums. Again, that contemporary museum, a lot of people don't talk about it, but it's a great place to go. In fact, they have a great cafe there where you can get just a wonderful, great sandwiches, and it's a great place to hang out, and it's a beautiful view there over like the Tantalus area, a place we call Tantalus, up there in where the Contemporary Museum is. And some of the other ideas is Society for Seven is another show that a lot of the older crowd likes. And, of course, all of the standard museums. One of the museums that I really love to tell people about is the Missions House Museum, and that's a great place for older folks as well. And hopefully that helps you out. If you need some more ideas, Carol, just feel free to get a hold of me, and I can suggest lots of fun things for you. And there, there are great hikes that you can go on that are kind of mild. In fact, that Manoa hike that I was just mentioning is kind of a mild hike. And I mean, if you're in okay shape, it really doesn't matter what age you are to do a hike like that. So keep that in mind. And some of the great sightseeing points along the island where you can stop, like the Holona Blowhole, and along the east side, and stop at Makapu. You can get out and walk around and see a lot of great sightseeing things. So a lot of the stuff that you want to do and that is unique are the things that you do outside. So hopefully that helps you out, Carol, and thank you again for the questions. Now, if you have a question or comment, I would love to hear from you, so please drop me a line at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. I've been getting a couple of emails from you guys, and I do appreciate it. And I really want to know if this really helps you, and if you think this is a good show, or you think there's things that we can improve on or ways that we can make it better. I would certainly love to hear that as well. Don't forget, if you are planning to book your Hawaii vacation, we are right here. Give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. That's what we do. We help you plan memorable Hawaii vacations. Our whole staff is devoted to that. We have 15 agents, and they're all available and online. You just go to our website. You can see the agents right there. Pick an agent and get involved with us. You're going to be happy you did, because we can do things here because we're on the ground. We can get things done for you. We're in the destination that you're going to and not the destination that you're coming from. So now's the time in our show where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. First package is for four people coming from Dallas to Honolulu. They're going to be staying in Honolulu at the Waikiki Beach Marriott Resort. They're going to be here from the 18th of April to the 25th. So a great trip coming in April. This one's that's right around the corner. Love the Waikiki Beach Marriott. They're going to be in the City View Room. Total package price on this for four people, keep in mind, $39.29. Great deal. They're getting in for less than $1,000 a person. They're staying a week in Hawaii. It's peak time, and this is a great package. Congratulations to the Johnston family. David, Philly, Catherine, and Preston, you're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. And mahalo, thank you. Big mahalos from us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. And thank you to Tara, who is the agent that booked with that one. She's at Extension 36. Next package is for two people traveling from Orlando to, they're going to be doing two islands. They're going to Kauai and Maui. Nice combination. They're going to be leaving September 12th to the 20th. Nice vacation. All the way out in September. On Maui, on Kauai, they're going to be staying at the Aston Islander on the beach in an Ocean View hotel room. They're also got an economy car. And then over on Maui, staying at the Outrigger Napili Shores. Very nice. Very nice. I love the Ocean View Studios there, and they are staying in that Ocean View Studios. Sometimes you can get a split level, and they're really, really very nice. And they're in the beautiful Napili Bay, where it's great snorkeling. There's so much to do there. I highly recommend that area up in just north of Honokauai on Maui on the west side of the island. Okay, so congratulations to these folks. This is the Galen family, Michael and Michelle. Mahalo nui. Thank you so much for your business. We do appreciate it. We value it. And we're going to do everything we can to give you a memorable Hawaii vacation. And thanks to Abby. She's over at Extension 23. She's the agent that booked that one and put that one together. So give Abby a call. Well, that's going to do it. Don't forget, for the rest of the month of April, we're only doing one show a week. It's our Friday show. And we try to combine the questions. And if there's any kind of newsy stuff, I'll bring that to you as well. For my beautiful wife, Yali, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo. We slowly walk the